Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Here's a sure sign that the skies are clear. That full moon beating down here on the Lake Gaston, looking absolutely gorgeous. We'll talk about how much sunshine we'll see and how much that will warm us up.
Students are returning to class today after threats locked down about half a dozen Wake County schools last week. The message district leaders have for parents who are worried about school safety.
Rising tensions between the U.S. and China following a suspected spy balloon getting shot down. How China is responding as President Biden faces criticism about his response. That happening over the weekend, some busy times here as we get our Monday work week started here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy Monday to you. Most people wouldn't say happy Monday, but I'm saying it because today is going to look absolutely beautiful, especially compared with the week we had last week. Yeah. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with changes you're going to like.
Now, the streets are damp in some places. You might think it rained overnight last night. We take a look at Fayetteville Street and you can see it's a little bit wet, but we had some dense fog. You may have seen it because it developed pretty early in the evening, but then our winds picked up. You can see that flag here at the Capitol building really moving around. Our wind is coming out of the west at 6 miles per hour, which is enough to mix up the atmosphere and allow the fog to dissipate. So a lot of the fog is gone. We still see a touch of it down in our southern counties, but that's on its way out as well. 43 degrees as you're stepping out the door. You can see a look at our low cloud cover. It's almost gone. We're even seeing some improvement across parts of Hope County, Cumberland, and Sampson counties. Still holding on to some of that there in Moore County. But for the most of us, our skies have cleared nicely. And the dense fog advisory from overnight last night was canceled over an hour ago. 37 in Roxborough, 44 Rocky Mount, 44 in Fayetteville, 41 in Southern Pines. So our temperatures are fairly mild, especially compared to yesterday, 10 to 15 degrees warmer. And we're going to see that reflected in the afternoon highs as well. Mid-50s at lunchtime, we'll see a high of 60 degrees. We're headed into the 70s later in the week. I'll show you how close that will be to a record coming up, Brian.
601, not seeing any problems with fog on our cameras around the Triangle or Fayetteville this morning as we take a live look at Durham at I-40 at Fayetteville Road. See both directions looking just fine. Checking in with those live sensor readings coming out of Chapel Hill back toward the south side of Durham. 15501 to 885. No delay showing up right now on the eastbound side of I-40. Westbound side also looks good. No crashes also in Wake County as we take a look at those live sensor readings. The Beltline and I-40 all clear through Raleigh.
Brian, thank you. Students are headed back to class this morning following a series of threats that forced lockdowns at six schools in Wake County. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now with how schools are addressing safety. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. It was just Friday when we were here standing outside of Zebulon Middle School talking with dozens of parents who were desperate for answers, frustrated and concerned. They say the threats made toward local schools have simply gotten out of hand, and school leaders agree as they now attempt to find solutions to put an end to this trend. On Friday, these six schools in Wake County were the target of multiple threats. Two experienced a code red lockdown, and it prompted early dismissal. Investigators are now looking into the source of the threats. The question is, who is making them and why? The board chair and superintendent for the school system say they are looking at ways to work with law enforcement agencies to create better safety measures and working with state lawmakers to see how to strengthen laws that address perpetrators. Parents have also been asked to secure their firearms and talk with their students. Here's the police chief of Zebulon on the situation that's unfolding now.
We have got to get to a point where people are held accountable for their actions, and even young folks need to understand how serious this kind of thing is.
The Wake County Board of Education will meet tomorrow, and safety and security at schools is going to be a big topic of conversation. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Zebulon.
We're working to learn more about a large police investigation at the Executive Inn on Wesleyan Boulevard in Rocky Mount. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there overnight as police blocked off that entire parking lot there and worked inside one room at the hotel. There were at least five evidence markers in the parking lot that we saw. Crews cleared just after 4 o'clock this morning. We have put in a number of calls to Rocky Mount Police to gather more information about what happened.
Breaking news this morning, a heartbreaking situation in Turkey and Syria. We just got this number in. More than 1,300 people are dead. 1,300 people and thousands more hurt after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit parts of Turkey and Syria. Dozens of buildings collapsed in cities across that region. At least 20 aftershocks followed, some as strong as a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is ready to provide any and all needed assistance to Turkey and Syria.
And Renee, the U.S. not the only country offering their condolences and support after what happened there. This is video here of the cleanup. You can see the extensive damage here. And this morning, Israel, India, Pakistan, Ukraine also offering condolences and pledging their support following this major disaster. The Netherlands said they will send a search and rescue team to Turkey. Germany also ready to provide assistance. That number, 1,388 people are dead. Thousands are injured. This is a story that is developing as we speak. The death toll here is expected to rise. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the death toll could be as high as 10,000 people. That is what they are predicting. The report also estimates the economic losses from this will likely be between $1 and $10 billion.
Durham police are investigating a deadly shooting at the intersection of Fay and Juniper Streets. Officers say they responded to that scene shortly before 8 o'clock Sunday night. They say they found a man who had been shot. He later died at the hospital. Police have not said if any arrests have been made or if they have a person of interest. Two Franklin County men charged with murder are due in court this morning. 18-year-old Gavin Miller and 19-year-old Dylan Piper are both facing charges of second-degree murder. This is in the death of 19-year-old Hamilton Woods Jr. on January 29th. The sheriff's office says a fight spilled out of control and one of the men shot Woods Jr. Both Miller and Piper are being held on $5 million bond.
China is criticizing the U.S. for what it calls a serious violation of international practice after the shooting down of a suspected spy balloon. The top leaders of both congressional chambers, as well as key intelligence committee members, are expected to get more information by tomorrow before a full U.S. Senate briefing next week. President Biden ordered fighter jets to shoot the balloon down off the coast of Myrtle Beach Saturday. China claims it was a civilian research balloon that blew off course and crossed into the U.S. U.S. officials say the high-altitude balloon was being used for surveillance. This morning, the process starts to turn a football field into a hockey rink. Ice-making equipment arrived overnight at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh. Michael Grace is there live with the preparations for the big Carolina Hurricanes outdoor game. Michael, so much excitement for this.
Oh, a lot of excitement. Usually you hear Carolina and outdoor hockey. Those two don't mix. But the good news is the NHL has brought in their mobile refrigeration trailer. The 53-foot beast has all the equipment and monitoring systems to turn the Carter-Finley gridiron into a hockey paradise. Now, because it is an outdoor game, they're going to need that ice to be 22 degrees, at least 2 inches thick. The stadium series has had some problems in the past with the ice melting, so hopefully that is not the case. But I think at this point, the Canes can win on any sort of surface. They're the hottest team in the NHL since the start of December. 22 wins in that time. There are nine other teams in the NHL that don't even have 22 wins on the season. So I would say that Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals better watch out next Saturday. It's going to be a memorable night for hockey fans all across the Carolinas. Live at Carter-Finley Stadium, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Should be a great scene. Let's hope it stays cool enough for that ice. A firefighter and four others were injured after a fire in North Raleigh. This fire ripped through an apartment complex on Prince George Lane yesterday morning. The firefighter was hurt when part of the ceiling fell. None of the injuries was serious. At least 20 people, though, are out of their homes. People who live in that complex described the moment firefighters arrived and urged them to get out.
We heard some sirens and some other people yelling outside. And then they banged on our door. You saw a bunch of flames coming out of the roof over here. Then it skirted the attic.
The Red Cross is now helping those people who are out of their homes. Red Cross is also helping people out of their homes after a fire at an apartment complex on Walden Pond Drive in Raleigh. That fire broke out early Sunday morning. It appears to have started inside the building and then spread to the exterior. No reports of any injuries.
This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building where preparations are happening for President Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow. Crews worked yesterday to install a fence around the building. Capitol Police and the Secret Service recommended installing the fence as a safety precaution. Fencing has been installed several times in the area since the January 6th insurrection, including for last year's State of the Union address. This year's will happen tomorrow night at 9. We're working to learn what led to a deadly crash in Cumberland County. At least one person died in this crash yesterday afternoon on NC Highway 87 at Doc Bennett Road. The WREL Breaking News Tracker arrived there to find at least three vehicles badly damaged. Troopers and emergency workers were there for hours.
Leaders from across the state will meet today in Raleigh to assess the progress being made in the North Carolina's adult education goals. Representatives from My Future NC will share results of the 2022 State of Educational Attainment Report. The state has a goal of reaching 2 million degrees or industry-valued credentials to North Carolinians ages 25 to 44 by the year 2030.
Beyonce is cementing her place as one of the biggest musical artists of all time. She took home 4 awards at last night's Grammys, and that gives her 32 wins in her career, the most by any one artist in the history of the Grammys. This year, she won for Best R&B Song, Best Traditional R&B Performance, Best Dance or Electronic Recording, and Best Dance or Electronic Music Album. Beyonce did lose out on Album of the Year, though. That went to Harry Styles. We'll look at some of the reaction to the Grammys in about 15 minutes in What's Trending.
There's another close call on an airport runway. What the pilot of a cargo plane did to avoid a potential disaster at a Texas airport.
Bone-chilling cold, the combination of low temperature and high winds that may have set a record for frigidness in the U.S.
And we're seeing something completely opposite, a big warm-up in our forecast. As a matter of fact, that 72 on Thursday will be close to a record. I'll show you how close coming up. We take a live look at Sanford, school bus going on by, and the roads look fairly dry. We did have some dense fog in parts of the area that left a little bit of drizzle and some damp roads this morning, but that's breaking up. We had some fog as well, and the fog is lifting. We're going to end up seeing a lot of sunshine today. It's going to be a nice one. Walking out the door, temperatures are mostly in the low and mid 40s, 44 in Fayetteville, 42 in Tarboro, 42 degrees in Goldsboro. We take a look at our dog walking forecast. It's pretty pleasant this morning for this time of year, and then we climb in the middle of the afternoon up to 60 degrees. After that, we cool things back down into the mid 50s if you're walking the dog later on. Expect lots of sunshine today, but I'm tracking our next system. I'll show you when we'll have the next best chance for rain. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 614, we're taking a look at traffic. Just check with our partners at Waze, not reporting any crashes or any unusual backups anywhere around the triangle right now. We're looking good in Durham and also in Wake County. Just a little bit of a backup starting to show up now on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. All your major approaches into Durham all clear at the moment, including 98 westbound coming in from Highway 50, heading back toward 885, not picking up any delays on those sensors.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, police have confirmed a shooting at Jumper's Bar in Fayetteville. This is on South Riley Road. Police have confirmed that one person was shot in the upper left chest area. They are currently in stable condition. Details are very limited right now. We're working to learn more about what happened here and the identity of this person who was shot.
4 people are dead, 11 injured after a missile strike in Ukraine. High-rise buildings and a kindergarten were damaged after 2 missiles hit that area. Meanwhile, European allies have put a ban on Russian diesel fuel and other refined oil products in a move to reduce war profits.
An off-duty NYPD officer is in critical condition after being shot while trying to buy a car through social media. The officer made plans to meet with the seller Saturday night. He went with a relative, but police say the seller immediately showed a gun to rob them. There was an exchange of gunfire in which the off-duty officer was shot. He was later taken to a hospital. Police say they are confident that they will catch the person who did this.
The FAA and NTSB are investigating after another near collision between planes on an airport runway. This latest close call happened Saturday at Austin's International Airport in Texas. An air traffic controller cleared a Boeing 737 operated by Southwest Airlines to depart just before a FedEx cargo plane was expected to make a landing. This morning on Today, NBC News aviation expert John Cox explains how the FedEx pilot may have averted disaster.
I think the Federal Express crew showed a healthy little bit of skepticism about, are we 100% sure that that runway is clear? And if the answer is not 100%, then we need to go around, and that's what they did.
Now, conditions weren't great either, limited visibility. Today, we'll have more about this investigation into a near crash this morning at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
Black Business Week is now underway in Durham. The Greater Durham Black Chamber of Commerce is putting on the week. Each day, there will be events to help promote Black-owned businesses. There will also be opportunities for business owners to learn more about opportunities and resources available to them. According to Discover Durham, there are more than 130 Black-owned businesses in the Bull City.
Authorities in Australia say a teenager is dead after being attacked by a shark in a river. Officials say the 16-year-old girl jumped into the river near Perth to swim with a pod of dolphins. That's when the shark attacked. Police pulled her from the river but were unable to save her life. It's not clear what type of shark attacked the girl. Doctors say there's a correlation between people working from home and foot pain. Podiatrists say one of the main reasons for this is a lot of folks don't wear shoes when they're at home. And that puts pressure on the bones in their feet. There's no shock absorption, and that can lead to foot pain. Doctors say it's important to protect your feet from hard surfaces like wood and tile by wearing an athletic shoe or a slipper with arch support.
It is warming back up in the Northeast after a record-setting cold snap. The observatory at Mount Washington in New Hampshire recorded a wind chill of minus 108 degrees Friday night. The temperature was minus 46 with wind gusts reaching 127 miles an hour. The National Weather Service does not track wind chill records as closely as temperature records, but the lowest wind chill ever recorded before this was 105 below in Alaska. Mind-boggling and mind-numbing temperatures and wind chills right there. Fortunately for us, we are warming things up as well. It's warmer this morning than yesterday for sure. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner joins us now with our warming trend.
Yeah, looking pretty good. And, you know, they'll have a warming trend there at Mount Washington. My family and I hiked up to the top of it several years ago. Beautiful view from up there. It is a gorgeous place, especially in July. Our sunshine is back today. A milder start. Get outside if you get a chance. You've got 4 days in a row. And once we get to Thursday, late in the day, we're going to see some showers. We're going to be talking about that. That's going to be our next best chance of rain. But we could see record highs or close to it on Thursday. Let's take a look at what's happening outside right now. We did have some dense fog during the evening and overnight last night. Most of that has dissipated. We had a dense fog advisory that has been dropped. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill. In a few places, you may see some damp conditions. Right now, Goldsboro is looking a little damp due to some of the fog that can create some drizzle. And Chapel Hill, all is quiet as we take a look from the Top of the Hill restaurant. Take a look at these. Get outside temperatures. 60 this afternoon, 62 tomorrow, 69 Wednesday, 72 Thursday. Late in the day Thursday, we may begin to see some showers. So keep that in mind as you're making your plans to get out and about. Our rain from yesterday, we had a little bit of that in our eastern counties. You can see that system moving offshore and high pressure building in. High pressure systems bring sinking air, which is not conducive to clouds or showers. So warming up and drying out nicely until the next system arrives. We'll push ahead to Wednesday at 6 a.m. and we can see that system taking shape here across parts of Texas and into the plains. And that will continue to slide our way. Wednesday's nice and dry and warm, nice and warm. We're going to get into a solid flow coming up out of the south ahead of this system. Thursday morning is dry, but by mid to late afternoon, we start to see some scattered showers, but that rain could really pick up in intensity, and we could even see some thunderstorms on Friday. Here's 6 a.m., maybe a little wet at 6 a.m., but look at that. At 5 o'clock, those yellows and oranges indicate some heavy rain that we could see during the evening commute, and then that starts to pull out. There's Saturday at 9 a.m. Should move on out fairly quickly, and we may end up with some snow in the mountains on the backside of the system. So some late week rain, late Thursday, the chance of some showers, and right now we've got it at 50%, probably as we start to see the timing of this shaping up will probably bump that 50% up a bit. Temperatures, of course, nice and mild even through Friday. But behind the system, it is cooler again. Our highs will be closer to normal over the weekend for highs and for lows. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about that 72 on Thursday. I'll show you how close it is to a record. Brian?
621 on the dot as we take a look at traffic and that ride coming in from eastern Wake County right now with the live camera at 64 at Edgemont Road between Wendell and Knightdale. That's westbound traffic heading away from us, and the live sensor readings indicate no problems between Zebulon and Knightdale this morning. That trip on 64 westbound looks fine. And if you continue on 87 southbound, you're looking good heading through Knightdale toward Raleigh. Picking up some pretty heavy delays right now on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. These are a little bit more significant than usual for this time of day, so we're checking to see if there might be a crash or some sort of an incident there contributing to that 8-minute backup between 42 and the bypass. Once you get through the Clayton Bypass interchange, it looks fine heading up toward US 70 and beyond. And right now, at least, we're looking quiet around the rest of the triangle.
Brian, thanks. The history of hip-hop was on display during music's biggest night. The huge Starfield performance at the Grammys that had old-school fans on the edge of their seats.
And we're following breaking news this morning from overseas. The frantic search for survivors continues at this hour after a major earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
There were a lot of big winners at last night's Grammy Awards, including fans of old school hip hop.
Yeah, this is throwback here. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
This was highly anticipated last night. The show featured a three-part performance celebrating 50 years of hip hop, and fans loved it. More than 20 performers are part of all this, from Grandmaster Flash all the way up through Lil Wayne. Some fans at home say that seeing so many icons on the stage together brought them to tears.
I don't know if I go that far, but I mean, people did have a great reaction to this because, I mean, LL Cool J got them all fired up together. Public Enemy was there. It was pretty great to see if you're in my era and, you know, grew up with kind of those.
I love
those
that
hip-hop.
I recognize those artists,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you know them.
I knew
you know
them.
Yes, there were a lot of new names there last night that never heard of before. But listen, it didn't seem like everyone was having a great time at the Grammys. Viewers couldn't help but notice a glum look on Ben Affleck's face during the show. One recurring joke posted on social media was that he would rather be at his favorite coffee chain, Dunkin'.
And another person tweeted that, you know, Ben Affleck looks like husbands who get dragged to their work, you know, their wife's work events or something. Every time they cut away to him, though, he just was not smiling. You know, even during the music performances, J-Lo's like dancing and getting into it, and he just look like that. So, I don't know, maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, just dragged to her work thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks.
To the Grammys.
Super Bowl, you can drag me to the Super Bowl anytime,
all right?
It's less than a week away. Now the teams are getting in place. Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles have arrived in Arizona. They got there yesterday. The teams now have that week of preparation and media events. Today's media day lined up for ahead of the big game. You can watch Super Bowl 57 on Fox 50 Sunday night.
I'm totally loving this live look at Lake Gaston this morning. Great big moon, the reflection here looks gorgeous. Sky's clear here. We're going to see plenty of sunshine this week, but we will have a chance of some showers. I'll show you when coming up.
Social media threats at schools here in Wake County has local leaders ready to take more action. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to walk you through some of the steps that's being considered right now ahead of all of what's happening with the threats at local schools.
And this is a live look at the U.S. Capitol building. Tensions between the U.S. and China are growing after the shooting down of a suspected spy balloon. The criticism President Biden is facing here at home and from abroad.